Fanta, it's great to have you back with us on this Saturday talking baseball. Yes, we will have baseball. Hopefully everything connects so that we can have something July 23rd, 24th, somewhere in that range. And then a 60-game season, and our pre-games will be back on Saturday and Sunday, and Bill Lasky will be doing the post-games. We've got so much to look forward to. But also things to look forward to, a couple of things. One, of course, Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Check them out. In different counties or different rules, different regulations, but Nation's is there for you, whether it's going to be takeout or however the counties are doing them right now. But the great hamburgers, the meals all day long, the breakfast and the pies are outstanding. And it was great having Grant Power on, the president and CEO of Nations, to explain where all the products come from. So many local products at Nations, and it's a family-owned business, really. And it's really something special in the Bay Area. So I definitely want to recommend that, and always glad to talk about Nations. The other is Original Joe's. Now, I know we talk about it during the show, but Original Joe's opened in Westlake for restaurant dining. So that's going on up there. And John Dugan, the most unique restaurateur in the Bay Area, of course, organizing everything since this pandemic started. And, of course, down in North Beach, there is outdoor dining and still grab and go and take and go and off the menu and those kinds of things. So if it's Original Joe's out in Westlake, which is doing a great, great job, or North Beach, give him a shout and please say hello to John Dugan. All right, joining us now from KMBR.com. I spend a lot of time with this young man at the ballpark. He sits next to me. He's taught me so many things about my computer, which I could never figure out. And he's a hardworking person. He knows the game. He's a New Yorker, formerly with the New York Post. And that is Mark W. Sanchez. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Suddenly a lot hungrier than I was 5 minutes ago after those reads.
It's funny you say that because someone else said that. Maybe I better go to the furniture stores before I bring people on.
I am not complaining, to be fair. I'm good, and I'm excited for baseball. And, you know, I'd love to sit next to you, although I think we'll be at a little bit more of a distance this year.
Yeah, you will be. But, of course, for KMBR.com, he covers the Giants and so many sports, and he's done a great job since he's come here from the Big Apple. Well, the big question I'll throw to you, first of all, is how will you fit into what is coming up? What tier are you in? And how will you be covering baseball here, which is going to get underway here? But by the time we're on next Saturday, they should be well underway.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out, too. I've been told that, you know, for spring training at least, we will not be able to patrol the ballpark, but we will be able to go and go up to the press box and see from afar how guys are looking. So that's going to be difficult. But, you know, upon going in, our temperature is going to be taken. I'm sure there'll be more spots like that to make sure, you know, we're not spreading anything there. Then once games start, assuming that games can start, I think there's a 30-person pool in terms of media, which includes, I believe, press relations guys and photographers, and I'll be in there. So I'll physically be able to go and cover games, which I'm very excited about, but there will be no clubhouse access. Everything will be done over Zoom, over the phone calls, I imagine. So it's gonna be a bizarre season to cover.
Mm. All right. Now, new rules. Sound like Bill Maher. New rules. There are some new rules that are going to be in place here, and I know as we have Kerry on and you're on and Henry's on, and we talk about even with Ron Wota some of the new rules. What jumps out at you as far as new rules? That you like them, you don't like them, and as we talk to everybody, hopefully we'll cover the whole gauntlet of the rules.
Well, I mean, the first obvious one is a DH, where I don't think. And I think this is probably a pretty polarizing topic for the audience here. Not only will I think this annoy a lot of fans, but I don't think it's great for this year for the Giants, only because, yes, there are people they can put at DH, but looking around the league, around the NL West especially, there are better options that other teams have than the Giants have. The other real significant thing that I've been sort of digging into is how the actual rosters will work. Which is complicated, and you're going to have you know, a 30-man roster to begin, then a 60-man pool, and you can only trade guys who are in that 60-man pool. Now, those guys will be mostly roster guys. There will be some non-roster guys, and there will be top prospects. But if you look around at other teams, it's the same thing, and which means that if you can only trade guys from that field, it very much waters down the guys you might be able to trade and trade. If another team carries their five best prospects and that's it, they can't trade their six or seven best prospects. Mm-hmm. And that is a – and that those are guys that Farhan Zaidi has really zeroed in on the past, like Mauricio Dubon, who is not, you know, a top five must-have guy, but he was a person who was not quite rising but sort of just there for the taking. I think that's really going to limit how Farhan handles this year, because I think there's going to be a lot less player movement.
Boy, good observation. Very good observation. Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. He covers the Giants and other sports for KMBR.com. Now, the top prospects, I know there's Joey Bart, there's Luciano, there's Ramos in there as well. Hunter Bishop is in there. Patrick Bailey. They looks like they're going to be part of the 60. Anyone in that group you think that could make the major leagues? And I realize there's a three-person taxi squad that gets to travel with the team at 30, even at 28 and 26. But these guys just along for the ride here? What do you think?
The majority of them, I'd say, are along for the ride. I'd be shocked if we didn't see Joey Bart at some point this year. And the only thing that – the only reason we wouldn't see him is if, you know, COVID holds up the year. He won't be there on opening day, but he will be around. He will be on the 30-man satellite team, and he'll come up at some point. You know, they've got Rob Brantley and Tyler Heineman behind Buster Posey, and that's two interesting guys, two very likable guys, but no one that sort of demands playing time in there. And so Bart will be up at some point. In terms of other guys, I think Elliot Ramos will probably see at some point. I wonder about a guy like Seth Corey, whether he'll be included, who's a little bit further down. He hasn't played above A-ball, but he's a lefty. He's got stuff the Giants love. I'd be surprised if he's not included in the pool. And if he's in the pool, then I think he's got a shot. But in terms of Luciano, I think he's the most intriguing one of all. I think we'll have to wait some at least a year for him.
Okay, boy, that's another good observation. That 60-person roster has got to be submitted by Sunday, and I think that's 1 o'clock Pacific time. And that is the 60-person roster. So, Seth Corey, let's see if Mark is right, that maybe he could be included in that. The DH for me, and I know you said maybe the Giants would be at a disadvantage, but when I think about it, I mean, you got Sandoval from the left side. You've got Dickerson from the left side if you want him. You got Pence from the right side. You've got Darren Ruff, who's going to be part of this thing at a great spring training. In my opinion, I think they have a little bit of strength in the DH spot.
I do think they have plenty of options. That is always a Farhan strength, where you can go righty-lefty. There are so many guys in camp who you're going to look at and say, this guy we want at bat. And so I think, you know, talking long-term, it's good that they have another route of getting these guys to get, you know, more playing time. You see what you have in Darren Ruff, where in a regular year it would be harder to see what you have. But, you know, you look at the Dodgers, and when you could put Max Muncy in there, and just all around the West, I just think there are more mm-hmm. proven commodities that other teams will have.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. I don't think let's put it this way. I don't think it's going to be a minus for the Giants, as it was in 2002, and then different periods of time here with Interleague over the last couple of years. But I don't think it's a minus. I think it's something that at least they can hold their own in. So we'll put it that way. All right. Now, the Giants did release a couple of players, Tyson Ross, Nick Vincent, Jamie Westbrook. Any surprises there for you?
Not necessarily. Nick Vincent would be the most surprising, I would say, only because, look, when games start, and again, if games start, pitchers are going to go at most three innings, I'd say. So you're looking at a bullpen field that will have to be very deep. You're going to, even in a short season, we might see some records set this year in terms of pitchers used, because you're just going to churn through so many. And Vincent pitched very well with Gabe Kapler's Phillies last year. He was not good in camp, though, and I think that probably made a big difference. Tyson Roth would have been nice to see him pitch more, but when you've got Cahill, guys like that, I guess he was, and Andrew Triggs, he was probably third in terms of that swing man, you know, coming in the fourth inning, pitch two innings type of guy. So they're starting to narrow it down a little bit and seeing who will be on this 60-man pool. And I think Tyson Ross's abilities sort of were redundant with the other guys they had.
Okay. All right. Any major competitions for someone, let's say, well, it'd be interesting because if you, well, let's say they'd have to be on the 60, and we do have a full sort of spring training happening again, and then I guess they could release someone from the 60, and then they're gone forever, and you could replace someone on that 60 from another group. Any competitions that you see that we some players maybe would be in competition and may not be on this ball club?
Plenty. There are just so many guys who, you know, I think they were down to 45 or so on the major league spring training when they let out, and that's not including, I think, 12 who are on the 40-man roster and thus will probably be in the pool. And then when you include the prospects, they'll probably include. I look at the bullpen and you go down the list, and there are just so many intriguing guys who, you know, in a normal year they would have a pretty deep AAA roster, especially a AAA bullpen and staff, and this year won't be the same. In terms of everyday competition, I'm fairly interested in what happens at second base, because you look and you've got a bunch of very solid options, but not a great option. Wilmer Flores is not the best defender, but he kills lefties. Yomer Sanchez might be the best defender, and maybe that's because you can play with a 30-man roster, that makes his path toward making it a little bit easier because there's more spots for a specialized guy. And, you know, even if he doesn't start, he can come in seventh or eighth inning and just a defensive replacement. Donovan Solano, all he does is hit. You keep waiting for the regression that hasn't come. Mauricio Dubon is going to play somewhere, you figure, and second base is maybe his easiest path to getting everyday playing time. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that gets narrowed down in camp.
Well, interesting. The one name that I've always enjoyed over the years and sort of in the twilight of his career is Billy Hamilton. And with the extra inning rule, the runner on second base, if you get into extra innings, and Billy Hamilton is the weapon. I think he makes the team.
I definitely think he makes the team. Not only that, but what other center fielders do they have? They've got Mike Yastrzemski, who they can move over, and that's you know, one option, but their other options are Steven Duggar, possibly Jalen Davis, guys who didn't really impress in, you know, Camp 1.0. They just don't have a lot there, and that's sort of why I expected Mauricio Dubon to be their maybe starting center fielder in a normal season, at least. So I think they not only are they intrigued by his late inning, you know, defense and start him at second in extra innings, those abilities, but also they're going to need someone to play center field because that's a weakness of this team.
Mm, boy, interesting. So, Mark, you'll be out there as soon as the spring drills get underway, and I guess you'll be writing and reporting from the ballpark.
Yep, as soon as I clear all my my temperatures and everything's good, I'll be out there as soon as I can.
Boy, terrific. I appreciate you being on, and it's going to be fun to have you on. Look, I do the pregame on Saturday and Sunday, and you're going to be a big part of it because I won't be seeing the game, so you will. And you and Chris and Maria and Henry and Andy and Alex and everyone out there, you have a very big responsibility to really get the story back to everybody because you guys will be seeing it. So I'm looking forward to working with you a lot this year, so I appreciate you being on.
No, of course. And no one talks around baseball like Marty Lord, but I'm glad that there will actually be more baseball for you to analyze. I think you and all the fans listening right now, we all appreciate it.
I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a good afternoon. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week or the week after. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. And more coming up. Boy, it's going to be interesting during the year. As I said, our next few weeks, by the way, July 4th will be on noon to 3 Pacific time, and we'll let everyone know about that. But then we'll start sort of paring the show down a little bit and getting into more of the baseball like we're starting to do today, which is a little bit different for us. So different since we've started these Saturday shows on March, heck, what about March 15th or so? All right, more coming up. KMBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.